Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Defenders Digest. This is our June edition for Defenders Digest. And this is where JP and I come together to bring you news about everything ERP security related. So let's start off with, as we always do, Patch Tuesday. JP, handing it over to you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul, and thanks, everyone, for joining us today. So for June, we had SAP releasing 12 new and updated SAP security patches, these SAP security notes that we know very well. Out of these, two are updated ones, and 10 are completely new. There's been some high priority notes that we have to be aware of affecting SAP Network Java and SAP Financial Consolidation. So if you are running those products, which most of you probably are on the SAP Network Java side, you should definitely take a look at this. And there is one point on this Patch Tuesday, which I like to share, that I'm very proud of for the research team, which is, if you think about the new SAP security nodes released in June, 50% of them were actually patching vulnerabilities that were reported by the Onapsis research labs. So think about the contribution from a security perspective to security of all SAP customers. That's part of the job of this team, that is continuously analyzing, exploring, evaluating different components, different capabilities of SAP systems to work closely with SAP to solve these security vulnerabilities. But if we want to dig a little bit deeper into what are these vulnerabilities? Well, the first one, security node 345.3170, has a CVSS of 6.5, and it's basically a denial of service vulnerability in an RFC function module. So calling this function module with in specific situations could basically exhaust resources from the system. And we know how important availability is for SAP applications, right? This is the technology, this is the infrastructure that is supporting our business. So someone being able to take that infrastructure down is very, very important. So take a look at that note. This following one is 345.9379, has a CVSS score of 6.5, and it's basically an unrestricted file upload vulnerability affecting the HTTP service of SAP Document Builder. So these type of vulnerabilities are very important because attackers could potentially upload arbitrary files on the system without the additional checks. The following node is 346.5129, holding a CVSS score of 6.1, and it's a cross-site scripting vulnerability in SAP CRM. These type of vulnerabilities are important as well because they can be used to support phishing attacks, steal credentials, steal sensitive information, drive users to behave in ways that attackers want. So it's important to patch systems so we are not affected by this vulnerability. The following one is SAP security node 345.7265, holding a CVSS score of 5.4, and it's a missing authorization check in an RFC enable function module. And last but not least, security node 342.5571 with a CVSS score of 5.3. It's an information disclosure vulnerability in the guided procedures of SAP NetWeaver Java. So an attacker could potentially access non-sensitive information, but we know that information disclosure vulnerabilities can help attackers to be more precise, be more accurate, gain further privileges on systems based on additional information that they are capturing. So with that, again, I want to emphasize the fact that on this month alone, 50% of the new security nodes were actually contributions by the Onapsis Research Labs, and we'll continue doing that. The team will continue helping increase the security of SAP applications, because that's what they know to do best. Paul, back to you.
Yeah, thanks, JP. And to add to that, I mean, we've basically had the whole entire team represented in those patches this month. So that was fantastic. That's with the folks that have been with us for a long time, as well as the folks that have just recently started. So congratulations to the whole team. With that said, I wanted to talk about Chatter again. Chatter was an amazing research project, and we've talked about that here on Defenders Digest before. What we wanted to let you know is that it's been released for download. So you can go ahead to our site on Apsis and you can access that report. On top of that, what is new information is that there's a Trooper Security Conference happening this week. And at that Trooper Security Conference, they have something that's called SAP Security Day. We have researchers that have been accepted to discuss the threat intelligence behind Chatter at the SAP Security Day this week. So if you're attending, hopefully you were able to make it. Thank you, JP. Any other last comments?
No, just thanks again for joining. Happy to be doing this with you, Paul, and see you on the next edition.
Yeah, thanks. It's got to be cold where you're at.
It
Absolutely.
is.
See everybody in July. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I don't know if we have any bloopers.
This month, short and sweet.
Short and sweet, looks like.
Yeah.
I guess what I can do is give a shout out to, I don't know if I've given a shout out to Deb before, but Deb, thanks for the ducks. Appropriately masked for Defenders Digest. All right. We'll see if that gets any traction. Stopping recording.